On today's Keeping It Real commentary, Cam Marston tells us how he's stimulating his clients' thinking to try to help them predict the future, and what he hopes the future holds for himself.
I've recently been working with clients on their future planning. What all these clients have in common is how competitive their marketplaces are. And to prevent themselves from becoming commoditized, they're trying to get to the future first. That makes no sense, I know. We all arrive at the future at the same time. Or, more practically, there is only now. We never arrive at the future. Let me stop this. I think you get it. To spur their thought, I toss them different concepts. I want to prod them to think differently, to make them a bit uncomfortable. That's what they've asked me to do in these workshops, to push them to identify a new paradigm. My favorite concepts are examples of businesses or items that technology was supposed to have eliminated. Instead, these items or businesses have been rethought and renewed. Example one is candles and lanterns. People were ready to get rid of both of these items when electricity finally came to the home. Candles and lanterns are messy and dirty, fire risks. They had to be replaced and maintained. And people were hoping they'd never see these items again. We know, though, that they haven't disappeared. Today, candles and lanterns are the items of the highbrow and the fancy. Nice homes and pretty buildings are accented with gas lanterns. Nice parties and events are accented with candles. People thought they'd go out of favor, but they've become items of the elite and of fancy occasions. Example two is turntables. CDs and cassettes and more recently MP3s were going to kill and bury the turntables. Turntables are inefficient. They provide poorer sound quality. They take up too much space. The list goes on. Today, though, turntables are the possessions of hobbyists who spend big bucks on them. Collecting vinyl albums goes right along with it. Again, a product that was once thought dead is back, and people are spending big money on them. Horses are the same story. The car was supposed to replace the horse. Now, if you hear someone owns horses or rides horses or has anything to do with horses, you immediately assume some affluence. Access to horses costs big money. And travel agents are the same. The internet was to put an end to travel agents. Now I can book any part of any trip by myself. But travel agents are out there. They're serving the elite, and they're booking fancy travel experiences. So I push my clients to consider these concepts inside their business. What items or services might be perfect to bring back to their customers or clients? Or what is technology targeting in their business today that they can hold on to or maintain for their top clients? What is it? We'll look back in 10 years and say, of course, how did I miss it? So start thinking of it now, I tell them. There must be something, and if you can put your finger on it and act on it, you'll get to the future first. Me? I'm hoping for the return of the 3-minute radio commentary to radio stations all over the world. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.